This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's over for now.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. There will be no help for the automakers from Congress this year. The Senate turned back the $14 billion plan last night. So the most obvious question this morning is, now what? Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
At 10 p.m. last night in Washington, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said the emergency loan to automakers had failed.
I dread looking at Wall Street tomorrow. It's not going to be a pleasant sight.
Congress could take another crack at the plan, but that won't happen until January. But General Motors and Chrysler say they could go bankrupt before the new year. So Reid and other congressional Democrats want the White House to tap the $700 billion Wall Street bailout.
I would hope that the president, who's worked so well with us the past few weeks on this legislation, would now consider using the TARP money to help the auto industry and the workers of this country.
GM and Chrysler have hired bankruptcy advisors to prepare for the worst. The carmakers say 1 in 10 U.S. jobs are tied to the auto industry. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
If the overseas markets are any indication, and they usually are, Wall Street is indeed in for some ugliness today. Toyota and Nissan shares lost more than 10% each. In Japan, stocks closed 5.5% lower. In Hong Kong, 6.5%. In the European markets so far, we're seeing 3, 4, and 5% losses. The Dow is at 85.65. It fell 196 points yesterday, about 2%. The NASDAQ lost 57, which is more than 3%. Oil has fallen back a bit today. It's around $46 a barrel. There's a new TV ad that caught our attention. It tells people they should spend their money at the store instead of shopping online. Ashley Milne-Tite looked into it.
Lee Baldock runs two gift stores in Reno, Nevada. He says consumers don't often consider the trickle-down effect of shopping locally.
If you shop with me, I pay my staff. My staff goes to the local restaurant and spends their money. So, you know, the money stays in the neighborhood.
In its ad, the International Council of Shopping Centers prods consumers to think about their local economy.
With much of local government's revenue generated by sales tax, municipalities are bracing for a shortfall this holiday season.
So the ad suggests it's almost your civic duty to shop, as long as it's not on the internet. Mike Kercheval is the council's president.
We, first of all, hope that the guilt of shopping, in a way, will be absolved a little bit. Someone would say, well, I'm doing a good thing for my community.
He says pricking consumers' consciences is a first for his group, but tough times call for innovative tactics. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Wow, the layoffs are still piling up. Bank of America says it plans to eliminate about 30,000 jobs over the next 3 years. Part of that is the economy, and part of it is the acquisition of Merrill Lynch. Those companies combined have about 300,000 people, so the cuts would amount to 10% of the workforce.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Gather.com. If it's happening in the world, it's being discussed on Gather. You can join the conversation at Gather.com.
You ready for this? A new report says there is no credit crunch. There's a financial crisis, obviously, but access to credit is not the problem, even though the Treasury and the Fed have said it is a problem. This report comes from the financial services consultant Celent, and we're joined now by the head of the firm, Octavio Morenzi. Octavio, this is kind of surprising. What are you basing this on?
Mostly from the Federal Reserve itself. So the vast majority of the numbers that we used in this report actually come from the Federal Reserve. And in area after area, what we found is that really a lot of the lending, a lot of the things being said about the credit crisis or the nature of this financial crisis aren't borne out by those numbers. So we found that bank lending is at a record high. Consumer credit is at a record high. Interbank lending is at a record high. All these things that we've been told have basically dried up are actually flowing quite well.
So are you saying that a few bad apples among the banks have caused all of this uproar about credit?
I would say that's probably what's happening, that a few very large institutions are in financial difficulty. They're having a hard time obtaining credit. And if you look at the panel of banks on the LIBOR rate, more than half of them I would put in that category. Now, there are a lot of banks out there who didn't make bad bets, who didn't get very involved in the subprime markets, and they're doing quite okay. And they have no shortage of credit for those kinds of institutions.
Are you saying that the Treasury Secretary and the Fed Chairman are A, misinformed, or B, not telling the truth?
I'm not saying either. I don't want to accuse them of not telling the truth. I think they're analyzing the situation and coming to conclusions about it, but I don't see where that information is coming from. And even economists within the Federal Reserve aren't seeing where they're coming to these conclusions either.
Okay, then the bottom line is, if it's not access to credit which is causing this financial mess, what is?
Well, what's causing the financial mess is that a number of institutions took very, very large risks, in hindsight, very poor risks, and got caught. So they lent to the wrong people, they lowered their lending standards, and they've lost lots of money as a result of it. But I would point out it's not all banks that did that. There's a large number of banks that did not do that. But unfortunately, amongst the top banks in the country, there's a fair number who got caught in that trap.
Well, certainly eye-opening information. Octavio Morenzi from Celent, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, John.
And the London Interbank Offered Rate, which is the LIBOR, for three-month loans in dollars fell below 2% this morning for the first time since April 2004. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.